Amen. Amen. Praise God. But if you just hold on and hold out, they used to tell us back in the days, praise God, amen, when your rope get a little slack, tie you another knot in it. Yeah. Amen. And grab you another hole. Amen. That's why you're yourself on the other side. Amen. Praise God. Thanks, but hold on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God got the last say so.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what people say, what going on in the world.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God's still in charge.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. It's good today. I'm going to tell y'all, Bishop is a fireball, man. I'm telling you now. You get him stirred up now. He gonna cut loose on you. I'm telling you. Amen. But this is going to be awesome tonight. Prophet, amen. Yes. Anything in your spirit tonight that you just want to share with the people tonight?
Yes, sir. It's actually the same thing that God gave the man of God. Amen.
Amen.
And God said that, God spoke to me and he told me, he said, it's Corinthians, not Corona.
Wow.
And God said that if you believe in me, if you just trust in me, I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Who are you living for? Who are you trusting in these last days? God, or are you lying on yourself? We are not, as the body of Christ, we are not supposed to be doing what the world do. He said, be not confounded in this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're not supposed to be operating like everybody else is operating. The church is the safe haven. The people should be able to come to you and only you, where Christ dwells inside of you. He said, greater he that is in you than he that is in this world. Why are we going after everything else but God?
What you say now?
God said, continue to live holy. Be holy as he is holy. Holy is still righteous.
Oh, yeah.
It is still righteous, regardless to what somebody says. Yeah. It's no time to justify. Can't you see that according to 1 Thessalonians, the Bible say in the day of the Lord, when Jesus the church that had wrinkles, a church that has spots on it. Coming back to a church without spot, no wrinkles.
What you say, bro?
We got to live right.
Yes, sir.
When everything else is going wrong.
Yes, sir.
When your faith is being tested, you have to stand on the word of God.
Yes, sir.
When it don't feel good,
yes.
When your job is at jeopardy,
yes.
When your children is acting up,
yes.
When things is going wrong in your life, you still have to stand on the word of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God's people. God sent me here today to tell you that he loves you. There's nothing that you can do to stop him from loving you, but he wants you to live right.
Yes, sir.
God said he is still God,
yes, sir.
And Jesus is both Lord and Christ in our lives. We have to show the people that our light shall shine before men.
Mm-hmm.
So our Father in heaven shall be glorified.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, it's getting stirred up here early. I'm telling you, it's getting stirred up early. Amen. And as I say all the time when I'm on here, give God everything.
Yes.
Give God everything. Everything.
Yes.
You know, do what we want to do when we want to do it. Amen. And when we make decisions, you know, I've seen people that cry broke all the time on cruise vacations and things, you know, because that's what they wanted to do. And when you want to do something, you put forth the effort in it.
That's right.
You put aside, you sacrifice, you know, you do what you need to do, amen, to make that happen. Amen. And so God is not going to be less than man. He want all of you and us.
That's right.
He ain't going to half of you. Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, a lot of time, you know, we're selective about what we give God. Amen. But God wants you in spite of it's just like, you know, that woman that's treating her husband wrong and they people calling him stupid and crazy because he's staying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God never leaves us. We leave him.
Amen.
Amen. So we got to learn to be consistent with God. Consistent with all of us, including our finances, amen, marriages, amen, relationships, whatever, our ministries. We have to put God, amen, back where he belongs, and that's key first in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he, amen, it's easy to do things when all hell is breaking loose, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But when things are going good, will you still love him? Will you still serve him the same? Would you still be on your face, laying out before the Lord? And that's what God is, amen, doing tonight. Amen. Let you know that he want to speak to you tonight. He want to talk to you tonight. Amen.
Yes.
But you got to put some work in.
Yes.
You can't withdraw out of the deposit. Amen. So you have to make the deposit. Amen. The sacrifice to give him everything. Hallelujah. And once you give him everything, he'll begin to come back and talk to you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I tell you, this is going to be good tonight. This is going to be good tonight. Amen. I see we got some people watching us. Amen. We got 116 so far. But amen. I see now. Amen. Sherry Valentine, God bless you. Amen. Missionary Ashley, one of my members, God bless you. Amen. Brian, God bless you. Amen. Rob Dorsey, God bless you. Amen. John Williams, God bless you. Amen. My godfather is watching tonight. Deacon Pittman, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Missionary daughter, God bless you. Amen. 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 Brother Lord, God bless you. Amen. A young lady that has the same name I got, Aramis, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Christian, God bless you. Amen. Sister Bill, say hey. God bless you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Taylor, God bless you. Sabina, God bless you. Amen. Sister Jackie Toby, God bless you. My Wayquo is watching tonight. Amen. Lady Vicky is watching tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Willie Smith, God bless you. Amen. Apostle Campbell is watching. God bless you on tonight. Amen. My cousin Quentin is watching tonight. Amen. Nicole, God bless you. Amen. Sister Kyle, God, from another Waycross family, God bless you tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you watching tonight. Amen. And we want to, amen, also let you know, amen, if you would like to give, amen, to keep this, to further this, amen. Hallelujah. Cash App will be on the screen, amen, shortly. Amen. Hallelujah. And you give according to, amen, as God has blessed you, amen, to touch your heart to give. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going on forward. We're going to keep on talking. We're going forward with this. Amen. Because I am excited tonight. Amen. About what God is going to do tonight. Amen. And somebody is standing in the need of a healing tonight. Standing in the need of a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. And can't you see, amen, the signs of the time? Can't you see, amen, the signs of the judgment? Amen. Glory to God. This is not the time, and it's never have been, but sure enough, this is not the time now, amen, to be lollygagging around. Hallelujah. The coming of the Lord, amen, is so close. The coming of the Lord is so now. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to be ready. Amen. We can't be getting ready. We have to be, amen, ready for, amen, his return. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you don't know the day, the time, nor the hour. Amen. And the Son of Man is coming. Glory to God. Because if, amen, he's coming like a thief in the night. Amen. And if you know a thief was coming to rob your house, you would be up armed and ready. Amen. To protect your house. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that's how our walk with God got to be. We got to, glory to God. Hallelujah. Be ready for his return. Amen. We got to shed. Amen, amen, the things of the world. We got to, amen, we can't practice sin. Amen, but we got to live right. Amen, before the Lord. Glory to God. And so I thank God tonight. Amen, glory to God. Because I can't tell you one thing about this COVID-19 thing. If you can't see that this was the hand of God, something wrong with you. Amen. It brought the entire world to a standstill.
That's right.
The entire world to a standstill. God has always had a remedy for his people. Amen. But we just ain't looking. We ain't looking. We ain't following what we're supposed to do. But he always has given us a remedy. Before the problem was created, it was already a solution. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. The song say, for the world today. Yes, sir. So we give you Jesus tonight. We ain't going to give you nothing else but Jesus tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And with that, it don't come being comfortable. Amen. Hallelujah. Your flesh go on sometimes.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because the flesh ain't nothing good in it. Ain't nothing good in it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing good in it. Amen. Tonight. Amen. I'm talking, but I want y'all. It's y'all time. Amen. I got y'all on here to talk.
Yeah.
So, amen. Glory to God. It's open. Amen. Y'all take it over with it. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Praise
amen.
Lord. We thank God. Amen. Because you said something to the when you say Jesus is the answer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Jesus, and we all know Jesus is the answer.
Yes, sir.
But somewhere down the road, we lost it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And we're trying to find it through everything else and what everybody's saying, what everybody's doing. Amen. But we got to go back to the old landmark. Amen. Back to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. We got to go back to our first love. We done left something somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And we need to go back and find it. I'm saying anything.
Yes,
amen. We
yes,
got
sir.
To go
You're
back and find it. Amen.
Yes,
amen. We have we loop wrong, praise God.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And God will have us loop wrong. Same thing, preacher.
Amen.
So we got to get hot again.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And get hot. Amen. You got to go back and trust God.
Yes,
and
sir.
Believe in God. And let us know the hokey pokey law.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And listen at what thee, they, and thou say.
Uh-huh.
And listen at what God say. Amen. God is the answer. Praise God. God is the reason. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
but God got it in control, saints.
Yes, sir.
He got it in control, people.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It don't look like it.
Amen.
It look like it gets worse and worse and worse. Amen. You just say I can keep on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He ain't going to let you down. Amen. The president might let you down. The mayor might let you down. But God ain't going to let you down. You don't say anything.
You say
amen. God ain't going to let you. I promise you.
Yes,
amen. God ain't going to let you down.
Yes,
he might not come when you want it.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
but he's going to be there when you come.
Yes,
he's going to be right on time. Y'all have to pray for me. Amen. God's coming, y'all. God is coming, though. Amen. He's coming.
Yes,
amen. He's coming in the rain.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's coming in the clouds.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But he's coming.
Yes.
And all you got is check back and look for him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He might walk up on your doorstep.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He might walk up on your doorstep.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You sitting there with your mind wondering, going here and yonder, and he's going to walk up on you.
Oh.
And when he walk up on you, he's going to catch you with your work undone.
My God.
Amen. Y'all pray for me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
glory to God.
Let's
get ready,
yes,
people. Let's get ready. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We don't know when they're coming in.
Right.
All we know is they're coming. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Done.
Amen.
Amen. God is so good. Amen. God.
I
is
told
so
y'all, Bishop, get stirred up. I want them to keep going.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Bishop, you
no.
you hitting off, Bishop.
Everybody
I want you to let
phone.
God use you. Yeah.
Man, praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. But he said,
I tell you, saints, I just love the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't saying that to make you feel good.
Uh-huh.
I ain't saying that for you because I ain't all that in a bag of chips.
Oh.
I know what I know.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
Praise
yes,
God. I know what I know.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
I know what he done for me.
Yes, sir.
And I know he'll do it for you.
Yes, sir.
But you got to live right.
Yes, sir.
You can't expect God to do something you doing all kind of old stuff you want to do. Living like you want to live. God left us a roadmap.
Yes, sir.
His instructions.
Yes, he did.
Amen. He expects for us to follow the instructions.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Pray
prophet,
for me,
prophet, you go ahead.
Glory.
I'm reminded of a friend, Bishop Jackson. He used to always say, I feel what I got.
Yes.
And I got what I feel.
Yeah. Amen. Made my hand go.
Ooh, yes, sir.
That's it.
I told y'all, it's hot in here today. It's hot in here tonight. It's hot in here tonight. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Missionary L. Ashley. Amen. She said, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people are on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank God for you tonight. Amen. And we're going to open up the lines. Amen. As well. Amen. And if you need prayer, amen, we're going to pray for you. Amen. And we're going to trust and believe God with you. And if the Lord leads us for a word for you, amen, that's what we're going to give you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight. Amen. I thank God for you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. True, my God, have been with me tonight. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Amen, because they could have refused. They could have said no. They could have said, well, we got something to do. I ain't got time, you know. But they came tonight. Amen. And I thank God for that. I give God praise for that. Amen. If we can, the number, amen, to call, amen, for us to pray, amen. And if you, amen, we want to, amen, hear from you tonight. We want to take some calls, and we want to pray for you. And we want to trust God and believe God, amen, with you. The number's now on your screen, amen, 563-999-3060. Now, let me give you some instruction when you call. Once you call on the telephone, don't have the other device streaming while you're calling because there is a delay in it. So by that time, have your phone, if you're using another phone, have it down and just listen through the phone, okay? Listen through the phone call, all right? And it'll help us go through these calls a lot smoother, okay? All right, so remember that. Have your other device that you're looking at us on down and just listen at us through the call while you're calling, all right? All right, so that number's on your screen, 563-999-3060. Amen. 6-0. Bishop, I'm enjoying you, man. If I'm, I'm enjoying you too. Amen. I'm enjoying y'all tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just, amen, I'm just looking for God to just bless somebody tonight.
Yes.
Touch somebody tonight. God ain't studying about your credit. He ain't studying about your money. He don't need none of that stuff. God is going to bless a lot of, I've accumulated a lot of things. And it wasn't based on my credit or my money. Amen.
Amen.
God gave me favor.
Yes.
Amen. He gave me favor. And I thank God, amen, for favor. Amen.
That's right.
I thank God for that because that'll carry further than money. Hallelujah. It'll carry you further than your money can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, just shall live by his faith. Amen. His faith. Glory to God. Amen. I thank God tonight. So give us a call, amen, for prayer. Amen. The line is open. Amen. But until those calls come in, hallelujah. Amen. We're going to continue having our, amen, our conversation on tonight. Amen, because I tell you, I feel good tonight. I feel good.
Yes.
Amen, I feel good. I feel blessings, amen. I feel mantles, amen. I feel, amen, the overflow, amen, in the spirit tonight. Amen, I just feel that God is, amen, moving on somebody tonight. Hallelujah, that you're going to be sitting in the house and you're going to begin to start quickening and shaking. Glory to God, because the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, is going to run through your body. Hallelujah. Amen. And the desires and the taste that you had before, you won't have it again.
Yes.
You won't have it again. You won't have it again. And I'm a witness that God can change you, and it don't take a long time.
Amen.
I'm a witness of that.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah. All it takes is your mind being made up.
Made up mind.
You got to make up your mind. It's like I said, it's my grandma used to always say, and it's a song too. It takes a well made up mind. Serve the Lord. Amen. It takes your mind being made up. Because when your mind made up, can't nobody persuade you elsewhere. When somebody done crossed you for the last time, ain't nothing they can say to keep you from cutting them off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Prophet, anything? I'm just, because like I say, I'm just, you know, amen.
Big son there.
Yeah. It's amazing, man of God, because while we're sitting here,
mm-hmm.
the Lord has just let me know how important it is for the body of Christ to come together. Where there's unity, there's strength.
Yes.
And if God is saying, you know, he sent them out by twos, if one put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, if God is showing us how important it is for us to be able to come together, why is it such a struggle for us to come together and to love each other and to live right and do the things of God? See, once we take it to another level, it's time out for preaching to people who already got their mind made up that they're going to do what they want to do anyway. It's time to, the Bible says that in reference to the ones that's lost, the gospel is hidden to those that are lost. And we have to make sure that we get the word of God to the ones that's lost. Just like you said, share the video with somebody. It doesn't matter if you're drunk, if you're prostituting, if you smoke cigarettes, whatever it is, just like Bishop Aramis said, just like the man of God said, wherever you are, God can come and visit you. Jesus can come visit you right where you are, and it doesn't take long.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's about. He that winneth souls is wise. We're so concerned about everything else that's going on in the world. When this place is going to reopen. When they're going to start doing this. When they're going to start doing that. But nobody is focused on, according to 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, coming to you in enlightened words of wisdom of men, but with the demonstration power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When we are going to start demonstrating Jesus' power by the Holy Ghost. Saints, it's time. I don't know about nobody else, but according to my Bible, which should be your Bible as well, from Genesis to Revelation, we're seeing the times that we're in. We're seeing the latter days that we're in.
Yeah.
And we know that the Lord is soon to return. When are we going to stop playing church?
Yes, sir.
When are we going to stop entertaining each other?
That's right.
When we are going to stop backbiting, lying on one another, envious against one another. When are we going to start coming together like God's word says doing, loving each other, helping each other, praying for each other? Saints, this is the time that we're in right now. God is still God Almighty. He said there is no other God with him, before him, nor after him. Regardless of how we feel about it, God already gave us a way to escape. God already telling us what's actually going on. I don't know who this is, man of God. Am I okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know who this is, Kathy. God is speaking to me about a lady named Kathy. Kathy, listen. You have to stop beating yourself up and stop rehearsing the things. What you done asked God for, the answer is already yes. God already said that the answer is already yes. Stop contemplating and double-minded and going back and forth. God already done told you he's going to bless you. He told you he's going to bring you out. And he has already promised you some things. You have to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Yes, sir.
Stand on the word of God and watch. God, I don't care what the devil is bringing to you. I see family. I see God bringing your family together. I see God fixing some things in reference to the household. I see God working some things out. But you have to trust what God has already spoken to you with no compromising. The Bible says that God will have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, he'll spit you out. We know what the scriptures say, but sometimes it seems like it's such a battle for us to obey what God says.
Yes, sir.
When you know the truth, you have to do the truth. You cannot remove the old landmark. You have to do exactly what God says. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Kathy, I'm here to tell you, woman of God, listen to me. God already have a way to escape for you. You just have to sit still long enough and seek the Lord for God to give you direction, for God to give you instruction. And when God gives you the instructions, you move when God say move. You do it when God say do it, and then you be still. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just trying to
go ahead,
let somebody
Lord.
Else.
Go ahead,
glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. So, Kathy, if you watching, I know you're watching because the man of God said amen.
Glory.
Kathy, you watching, I want you to, amen, receive what the man of God has told you. Amen. We have a request. They commented. They didn't call, but they commented. Amen. And they said, please pray for me and my family. Amen. Annette Berry. Amen. Bishop, you mind praying, amen, for Sister
amen.
Annette Berry and her
Father
family?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on Sister Berry's family.
Yes.
Father, we ask you to go in, let your anointing go in and straight out every situation that is going on, God. Move in that household, God. Move, bring more love. Bring peace in that family, God. God, bring joy in that family, that they can have joy one with another, God. That they can sit down and talk and come to an understanding with each other in Jesus' name. God, we're going to leave it in your hand, God, and trust you that everything going to be all right for that family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hey, baby, baby, hold on. God going to fix it. God going to fix it. Amen. Stop crying. Stop crying. Wipe your tears. Amen.
Amen.
God going to straighten it.
Amen.
You got to get your hands out of it.
Amen.
You're putting too much of you in it. That's why it's hurting so bad, because you got too much of you in it. If you get you out of it and let God do it, it'll work out just fine. You won't be so torn all the time. You won't be so deluded, always wondering how you're going to fix it, how this going to come out. Amen. God going to do it for you. Come out of it. Get your hand out of it and let God do what only God can do.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Sister Berry, believe God. Amen. Trust God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I also, amen, I saw, amen, a name that came up. Amen. And I want to pray, amen, for Bishop James. Amen. His face just flashed before me. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Touch Bishop James now where he is.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Touch his body. I need to, can you put the camera on me?
Yes,
there you go.
Lord.
Amen. Touch Bishop's body now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to his body.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray right now, God, that you would touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the bronchial tubes, Father, now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray now that the mucus, amen, in his body would even begin to, hallelujah, begin to start moving. Amen. That he would have productive coughs, amen, and that the mucus that's surrounding his vocal cords will begin to move now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against thou, every attack of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah. You said in your word that healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
Now touch his body now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch his wife. Touch his children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we'll tell you thank you. And we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to get a cup of hot water. Put you a few drops of oil in there. Amen. Hallelujah. And before you drink it, say, I believe God. And watch God begin to work. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have another prayer request. Amen. Say amen. Prayer for the... Amen. The Ashley, Baker, and Webb families. Amen. Prophet, you want to, amen, I'll let you, amen, pray for, amen, the family of Ashley, Baker, and Webb.
Father, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to look down upon Ashley right now. Father, you know what she's going through. You know what she's facing, oh God. And Father, I'm asking that you move right now. Let your anointing destroy every yoke and every crooked path that needs to be straightened in her life. I'm asking that you move right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking that you look upon the Baker and the Webb family right now. And Lord God, you know what they're standing in the need of. Father God, those that are lost, I'm asking that you save them. Those that are saved, I'm asking that you keep them. And Father God, I'm asking that you continue to bless them, oh God, and move in their family, oh God. Father God, I see where the enemy is coming in trying to create division, oh God, and bring a division among them. But I thank God that Jesus died and was resurrected on the third day. And he declared that all power has been given above the heavens and the earth in the name of Jesus. And in your family life, the Baker and the Webb family, we speak and touch and agree right now. And we call on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come alive and move in your family. We ask in the anointed to score every yoke, everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. We cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you move on the family. Move down on the children, oh God, all the way from the youngest to the oldest, oh God. And I'm asking that you fix this situation, oh God. Fix this situation that's before Ashley right now. Father God, I'm asking you, God, that you give her liberty. I'm asking you, oh God, that you declared in your word to cast your cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord God, lift the burden off of her right now, God. Change her mindset, oh God, because I feel her spirit getting heavy. Let your anointed right now release right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Release the burden. Release the heaviness, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. The number is there to call us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor. Amen. Y'all don't mind if I stand up, do you?
Oh, go ahead. Stick it
down. Amen.
Stand up, Bishop.
I was just pushing. God spoke to me. There's a pastor getting ready to shut the doors because he's tired. We standing in the gap for you now. I hear God say, don't lock them doors. I know you're tired and I know you're struggling. But God said, just wait one more day. Amen. He going to send help your way. Help is coming your way. Don't lock the doors. I know you've been struggling, been trying, you've been going back and forth because that's your joy. That's your love. You love doing what you're doing, but you just done burn out now. Wait on God just a little bit longer. He coming to your rescue. He coming to see about you. I kept hearing God saying, tell that pastor, don't lock them doors. I am so comforted. I'm going to be praying for you and I'm going to be praying with you. Amen. I am so confident. I got so much confidence. Amen. When I call on God, he's going to come and see about you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's going to answer my prayers. Amen. Your help coming, brother.
Yes, sir.
Just hold on a little while. Wipe your face.
Yes.
Amen. Get back on your goat.
Yes.
Amen. And go do the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't get tired.
Thank you, Lord.
You weird, but don't you do it. I know you've been saying nobody help me, nobody do this, and that's the best place in the world that folks to give up. If I had time to tell you the story, amen, tell you the story about love of God temple, you'll see, amen, all you got to do is just wait and trust God. God going to do it for you. Amen. A winner never quits. And a loser, amen,
never win. A quitter never wins. Amen. So don't quit. Don't quit on God. Don't quit on God. Don't worry about him coming to your rescue. Don't worry about him not helping you. Amen. You got that for God because God told you to open the door. He didn't tell Jacksonville to open the door. He told you. Amen. So that come with a struggle. Amen. But if you struggle just a little while longer, amen, God going to come and send you more help than you can have. Amen. And going to do the thing that you got in your mind that you want to do for the house of God. Amen. See about the house of God and God's people. Amen. God going to see about you. I promise you that. I promise you. He going to see about you. Amen. I am so confident that he going to answer my prayers. Amen. I've got confidence in God that he will answer when we call. Amen. Praise God. Don't you close them doors.
Amen. Well, I tell you, amen, this has this has been good tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Be encouraged tonight. Amen. We have a caller. Amen. What's the last? 773. Caller, the number 77.
We ain't about no form of fashion. Amen. We ain't about no show. Amen. We ain't about that.
That's right.
Amen. Them days over.
Yes,
if you want to impress folks, you should have got that yesterday.
Yes,
amen. You wanted folks to believe in you, should have got that yesterday.
Yes,
but this day, it's time to get it right. It's time to let the glory of God shine.
Yes,
it's time to let God take control.
Yes.
Amen. God set me down.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And come through. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't mind letting them go through. Amen. Amen. Come through whoever you go. Have your way, God.
Yes, sir.
Because that's
yes.
what it's all about. When
yes.
when it all said and done.
Yes, sir.
When all is over there, and they cut all these lights off.
Yes,
it's
sir.
About God having His way.
Yes.
Amen. Because when the lights off, it's dark.
Yes.
Amen. But if we let God have His way, God is still shining.
Yes, sir.
The world is still going on.
Yes, sir.
Somebody heard something.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That you said.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It would prick your heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God, that preacher on there said this here. He touched me.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because he let God have His way.
Yes,
we ain't shivering down. Amen. Because the lights go out don't mean he go out.
That's it.
Y'all ain't saying nothing to me.
Yes, sir. We talking
amen.
To
amen. We ain't
yes,
saying
sir.
Nothing. Amen. Praise God. That's what it's about. Amen. People now, when the lights go out, then God go down.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But you got the wrong ones.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen. You got the wrong ones.
Yes,
amen. When these lights go out and I started down the stairs going home, I'm going to still be calling Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm going to still be saying, come on, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Come on, help Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, somebody needs to God.
Yes,
amen. The light's gonna be going out.
Yes,
amen. We're gonna be dismissed.
Yes,
amen. But God is gonna still be going on. And
yes,
I'm saying things we should glory to God.
Yes,
amen. That's what it's about, praise. We're in the time now. Amen. We ain't got time for no form and fashion show.
Yes,
amen. Because this thing's going on in the world that we need God.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
we
sir.
Need him now.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
We need God and we need him now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We don't need the doctor. We don't need the undertaker.
Yes,
we need God.
Yes, sir. He set it up, y'all. He set it up again.
Amen. God. And God is the only answer for the world today. Amen. We going and everything. Amen. We have time out for this film and fashion. Time out trying to impress folks. I tell them all the time, brother. I say, I don't got too old to try to impress you. Amen. If you ain't believing, I'm too bad.
Hey. Yes, sir.
I ain't got time to impress nobody.
Yes,
believe what you believe.
Yes, sir.
You believe I got it or you believe I don't.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter to me.
Sold
that thing. Amen. I'm sold out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I sold out yesterday.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now with me, it's all about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yes, sir.
With me, it's all about Jesus and him crucified.
Yes,
that's
sir.
All that matters.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I told the preacher that. I said, if you just preach Jesus and he crucified, that takes care of everything.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to wear this here, that, there. Glory to God. Amen. Just let God do what God do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just let God shine.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There ain't no time to sit him down there. I get up with this baby. Go ahead on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Maybe who need it is not in this little space,
yes, sir.
But they might be out there,
yes,
and it might not be for whole Jacksonville,
yes,
but
sir.
It's for somebody.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
all matter.
Yes,
mean it for somebody,
yes, sir.
And it might not be for none of y'all. Y'all might not agree with it,
yes, sir.
But somebody heard.
Yes,
if God moving,
yes,
if God speaking,
yes,
then it ain't void.
Yes, right.
God said my word would not go out void.
Yes,
it should come for
you.
Way I send it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Send it, Jesus. Send it, Jesus. That's all we need to say. Send it, God. Send it, God. I put my hand on this here, brother here. Let God use you. I ain't got to say nothing. I got a lifetime to do this. I ain't got to say nothing. Let God use you. It ain't over because you when you sit down. It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Oh, praise God. Amen. I got a life. We got a lifetime to do this.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And when you realize,
yes, sir,
it just ain't your turn yet.
That's it.
But if you hold on, brother,
yes, sir,
I promise you, if you hold on and hold out,
yes, sir,
amen, God going to use you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He going to use you to the utmost.
Yes, sir.
The world, they have not even seen,
yes, sir,
what God going to do for you.
Yes,
glory to God. They haven't even seen where God going to carry you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. You ain't got to wonder and blunder about it.
Yes, sir.
Just walk in his way.
Yes, sir.
I could tell you, if I could tell you the story about me, just walk in the way. Walk in the way.
Hallelujah.
Walk in the way.
Yes, Lord.
And God will start doing and people start looking at and he's going to make them respect you.
Yes.
You ain't got to try. He's going to make them respect you.
Glory,
glory to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes,
amen.
You got folk in the studio getting prophesied.
Yes, sir.
So look,
yes,
at
sir,
God. I told y'all Bishop Thomas get stirred up,
yeah,
man. He's going to get stirred up. And he said, y'all say something around here. That's it. Y'all better take your seatbelt off.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Take your, my grandmother say hit bricks. You better take your bricks off. Yes, sir. Take your bricks off.
Oh, that's right.
Glory to God. Prophet, you've been quiet,
yes,
over there.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes,
here,
sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
that,
sir.
That's the time we got left right over there.
The Lord was telling me I'm going to be quick and brief. Amen. I thank God for using the men of God. Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to be good tonight. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord was telling me, he spoke to me and said, Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And he said that he gave some apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And the Lord told me to look into the camera because I'm really not a camera person. Amen. But the Spirit of God told me to look into the camera. And God said, tell my leaders to stop and be led by my spirit and stop moving by their own flesh.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ooh. I got to say it again. God told me to look into the camera and tell his leaders. He said, according to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, those that are led by the Spirit is the sons of God. God told me to tell his leaders, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, and every teacher. God said, you done been doing your own will long enough. It's time that you stop now and be led by his spirit and stop doing your own thing.
Amen.
There is an apostle that's looking right now. You've been looking at other territories and other surroundings and places and stuff like that. God said, be still. It's not your season to move. God said, he did not tell you to move. What you're doing is in reference to the people that's trying to get you to go further. God said, he has not spread into your wings right now. He has not enlarged your territory right now. God said, deal with what he has given you on your plate. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because see, what people better realize, you can take on something, you can,
yes,
take upon too much a burden, and God ain't tell you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the people that's in your midst that's right, that God done charged you to. Ha, glory. God said he has given us pastors after his own heart. Glory be to God. You pastors that's bitter against God's people, stop being bitter. Them God people. Those are God people. They are God people, whether they don't do what you like,
yeah,
whatever it is that you don't like that they're doing, or whether they is doing what you like that they're doing, they still belong to God. You cannot account nobody. These are God people. And God told me to tell each and every last one of us, every leader, every lay member, every mayor, every president, every legislator, for God said, according to Acts 2:38, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's time for repentance.
Well, I tell you this.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you now. I'm going to tell y'all how much he is in show enough prophetic realm. I shared something with the members of the church on the 6th. I had to go back and look at it just now. Amen. And what does that say right there?
The revival of repentance. Hallelujah.
And I told him, it's too much flesh on display now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's too much flesh. We done turned into a fleshly church,
mm-hmm,
now. You know, it's self-agendas now. Self-motives now. God can't even move in his own house because we're sitting here. We done took the we got our priorities mixed up.
Yes, sir.
We got our priorities mixed up, man. You know, but it's time now for all of us to come back. Amen. And all this pandemic is and should be doing,
mm-hmm.
because we had all of the excuses why we couldn't do certain
things. That's
right.
Mm-hmm. See? That's right.
See, we ain't got nothing but time now.
That's right.
You see that now. That nobody should be around here struggling with their walk with God now.
That's right.
You got all the time to lay out, cry, snot, holler, whatever. Get all your little false stuff out the way. Even if you hitting and missing, this is your time.
Got
to get
it right.
To something ought to hit now.
That's it.
This is time now. It's time now. Amen. To nothing else matters but the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
For a soul to be saved, I stay all night.
Yes, Lord. Sir.
I stay all night for one soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If I got to stay all night, I'll stay.
Yes, Lord.
Because nothing else matters.
That's it.
But the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Man, listen, I'll tell you, but I have enjoyed tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I'm probably talking about that next Monday, but I enjoyed y'all tonight. Amen. You see the cash up on the screen. Amen. Ask you to, amen, to just, amen, as God, amen, touch your heart to be a blessing tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for watching, because to come to this live, you had to pass another live. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I'm grateful that you stayed. Amen. And I've seen a lot of comments and a lot of folk, amen, that were saying amen and preach on and say on, man, hallelujah, to what the man of God were saying tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's been a good night.
Yes.
It's been a good night.
Yes.
Amen. So I thank God tonight. Thank you all so much for watching. And as I always say, give God everything.
Yes.
Give him everything. Give him, he own everything. He own you.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Amen. And this is not our home. But as the song says, this is the dressing up room.
Yes.
You got to get it together down here before you leave.
Yes, you do.
You got to get it together down here.
Yes, sir.
We can't sit here and speak in tongue and don't speak to our neighbors in English.
Amen.
But I'll leave that alone because I'm out of time. Hallelujah. But I'm certainly not out of conversation.
Amen.
Glory to God. But thank you so much. Well, this is the Prophetic Encounter. I'm yours truly, Bishop Aramis Johnson. Thank you, thank you, thank you for watching. And I pray that God will richly bless you. Amen. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Amen. Send me a message. Let me know, amen, that you, that was something that blessed you in the broadcast or anything. I would love to hear from you. I read all my messages and comments myself. I don't have nobody hired to read them for me and respond to them like it's me. It's actually me if it's a response. Amen. Glory to God. So God bless you. Amen. Heaven smile upon you. I'll see you, amen, next Monday at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. I enjoyed that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
What we do, we turn it off over here.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Bishop, you still got it.
I'm trying to do what I do.
I'm fine. I'm well. No. Close about 11. You can put your call your order in. Call your order in. You'll make it.
But that's Applebee's.
3 for 10. And I add it.
You say 3 for 10.
You get your soup, your drink, and your meal.
For $10. Oh, Carl Chandler. Lamb trouble.
Oh, they are?
Thank you for calling Chili's. We are currently open for both dine-in and to-go. To ensure a complete contactless to-go
I didn't know Verizon had an outage because I got Verizon and I went out. I thought it was just T-Mobile. Oh.
Well, they were the first in the technology. So T-Mobile was the first in the 5G technology.
Yeah, but they going across the board.
Because AT&T, all of this area is 5G for AT&T.
It didn't bother me. I'm here. I hit me when my wife got the bus minute early. It switched to Wi-Fi. She read me a new riot act.
A new riot act? Well, I didn't even know it was on. So.
She came in here and I had. I'll never go back and look at it. I'm going to make it up tonight.
Put it on my TV. Yeah, what time do y'all close?
We are actually closed now.
Oh, yeah, that's the phone. Okay, well, thank you. That's the phone for you. My God, I pray I didn't know
that. Well, maybe they thought you had an order.
Roger.
Sir.
Let me let my wife walk out.
You good, sir.
Oh, Aaron, my wife. I bought back that when she had to.
Let me tell Versus to get herself up here, too, now, because it's late.
Yeah,
man. She had to try to drive the car.
Oh, look at y'all, man. But, like, you don't know what you got. I got to get married first. Going to hell was an option before I did
alone. You'll call me. About your process.
Yeah. Oh, bless
you. All right, thanks, y'all.
Hey, you need to come on up here because it's late and dark out there. And Dr. Vicky, let me get ready to come out.
My life's been like that.
She'll be all right.
Prophet, you love them glasses up there.
I was gonna put them on when it's time to. He come to the inbox to be talking about, pray for me. I'm lost.
It's a wonderful country, America. Remember that.
I don't know none of them. Oh, Lord, now she's saying, they didn't. Let me go open the door for her. Cold in here.
For my office, and I got some cover in there. And you can come in here, but okay.
I ain't gonna be long. No, but you still get the cover. But I'm just saying. Oh, goodness. They did what? What they do? They keep hitting you. You got Amazon Prime or something? Oh man, it's 11 o'clock.
Prime time.
You want to come on with me? Come on, grab a chair right here. Come on, for real. You can just sit beside me. Oh, God. Okay, Saturday, you coming on with me. Oh, my God. You coming on my show? No, you're going to open your mouth and you're going to say something. Okay. And you're going to say, trust me. Okay, so Saturday you're going to come on and say, hi, what's up, with me and your mama. Huh? What you got to do Saturday? What I got to do with that? So, show start at 9.
Don't be giving away her TikTok, man. That you know what's crazy? I'm gonna already start. You know the little girls I had to put school live. I'll let it record. The little girl that I told you that spent 3 hours bugging me. She came to church for the first time Sunday. She was with Miss Pat. Used to help Miss Sandy fix stuff. Her little granddaughter. That irritated me. They left me stuck with this little girl while they was doing something for an event. And they left her with me. And we was trying to get ready for something in the chapel. It was graduation of something. All I know, this girl, they left her with me for 3 hours. She was putting chairs down. She kept stopping me, showing me TikTok stuff. I was like, I get it. She was like, you don't get it. I was like, yeah, I see it. She was like, no, you don't. So then she did a TikTok. She said, see, you ready to do yours? I said, I'm not going to do all that. And I thought it was really unique that some really, if I can get some Shelly's on them to come and get involved.
Oh, speaking of him, now you know he have done, he used to do school announcements, like,
He runs the video department. I just couldn't have him here. He's actually picked up on everything.
Oh, wow.
In a matter of minutes. He edited the video today and everything.
Oh, wow.
He already did some. He's very smart.
Wow. Yeah, because he was telling me, he showed me the video that he did when he was in grade school.
He tested at the genius level.
I can believe it.
He doesn't study. He makes straight A's. He got a 4.5 GPA. He doesn't study.
He already got his master's, right?
No,
he will have his master's when he graduates. Bachelor's, okay.
He's a true nerd. And since I'm working with him, I believe him. Because he picked up on stuff so quick.
Wow.
Like, people don't come back and, you know, I would have said nothing at all. He was ready to go. You reach the limit of episodes per day. You cannot create more episodes with the studio on this day. Oh, that ain't never happened. Oh, I did Mercer. And they never do
a call-in thing?
They never do a call-in thing. I know I had a limited amount of
That's weird.
We can wait 12 o'clock and make it 12:01.
I ain't worried about a call-in. I mean, we own it. 12 o'clock is already 10:51.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can wait 12 o'clock.
No.
Mm-mm. I cannot believe that. I do not like anything
that
gives me limits. I don't like limitations.
I know that's right.
It's just feel like I'm like being told. Excuse me. I'm sorry, it's very
bad. It's all good.
I'm
going to
spend
some money on
Friday, don't I? Yep. But did
she tell you about the
school? The
school. Did she tell you about Friday? Yes.
I'm
going to
spend some money Friday,
don't I? Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it. Go deep.
Okay.
I don't know.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I thought you just did that.
Yeah, but I'm counting down now. Can you be quiet so I can turn on?
Well, grace and peace, beloveds. Welcome. This is Prophet Russell Taylor, the son of Blue Fire. Welcome to the Prophet's Table. I am so excited that you are here with us on tonight, and we are live. We are live. We are live. And so thank you so much for joining us, and we thank God for you. We do ask that you would please share this broadcast with someone on today. Put it on your page. Do a watch party on tonight. I believe God is going to say something. I believe God is going to do something spectacular, something different, something unusual. And so I want you to take the limits off of the Lord, and I want you to pull on what God is saying and what God is doing. Amen? Amen. So we thank God again for you being here with us, amen. And please excuse me for looking down. I'm just trying to share this. I thought I shared it, but evidently I didn't share it on my other page. So please bear with me. And thank God for you. Maybe I'm keep sharing the wrong one. I'm not quite sure. But if you on, if anybody that's on my Prophet's Table page and you are on, sorry. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was trying to put it on my Russell Taylor page, but I don't know what's going on. Well, blessed be. Blessed be. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank God for you. Truly, it is a blessing to have you watching on tonight. It is late, but guess what? God is still moving and God is still doing something great. And so I want you, yes, you, to please put in the comment section, amen, your prayer requests or what have you. excuse me, whatever you want the Lord to do, whatever you are expecting him to do, I want you to trust and believe God in this hour and in this season. It seems like that things are not working out the way you want it to work out, but I am telling you that God is still on the throne, and God got something in store for you. And I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to be upset. I don't want you to give up on God, because he's not going to give up on you. He doesn't want to see exactly what you are going to do. Are you going to trust him? Are you going to believe him? Are you just, what are you going to do? And so that's the question tonight. What are you going to do? You know, as we're going through these things, are you putting on the whole armor of God? Are you trusting him in this hour? Are you trusting him in this season? Because it's hard. Listen, I understand that we are human beings, but God has called the saints of God, the children of God, to not just to know that you are a human being, but he said, know that you are supernatural, and guess what? You can do supernatural works, amen? And so the Bible says, again, y'all know I'm a faith man, and so I always, mostly every time you hear me talk, you will hear me talking about faith. The Bible says that he has dealt every man the measure of faith. So guess what? If you start operating in your measure, you will see the hand of God move like never before in your life. I'm going to say it again. If you operate in the faith that he has dealt you, if you operate in the things of God, and don't worry about what the enemy is trying to plot up against you. I told the people on Sunday, and then the woman of God that came back, and she even, it was part of her message, I said that the enemy is trying to plot something up against you. The enemy is trying to do something against you, but just know it's not going to work. My God, it's not going to work. All you have to do is trust and believe God and know that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Listen, I'm going to say it again. It's not what you're going through, but it's where you're going to. Somebody is getting ready to see the hand of God in the very situation that you're in. I'm going to say it again. You get ready to see the hand of God in the situation that you're in. The wind is blowing, and God say that I'm blowing favor your way. Oh, God, I'm blowing favor your way. This is the hour. This is the season. This is the time. It's always been the hour. It's always been the time for us to trust God. But now, literally, you got to take the faith, the horns of faith, and just ride it. You got to ride this bull of faith, because it's what's going to take you from one place to another. You can't look at your circumstances. You can't look at what you're going through. You can't even worry about what you hear. I understand that CNN, your local news, the world news are saying all kinds of stuff, but are you trusting God in this hour? Are you trusting God in this season? Are you? Are you? Are you lifting up the name of the Lord? I know your body is racking in pain. I know you're going through. I know the one that you love is going through, but are you believing God on their behalf? Are you really believing God on their behalf? Oh, my. This is the time that God is saying that you got to have a close relationship with me, said the Lord. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Listen, all the stuff that you're yearning for, you want to have this relationship with your natural father. God is saying simply, if you build your relationship in me, I'm going to build a relationship with your father, with your mother, with your sister, with your brother, with your loved ones. I'm going to build that relationship. But this is the hour and the season for you to get close to me. Because if they ever fail you, then guess what? You won't have nothing to lean back on. Are you trusting? Are you trusting? Are you trusting? Are you putting on the full armor of God? And this is why he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, he says here, he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Strong holds, that means that there's a lot of stuff that is taking place, there's a lot of strong things, but guess what? If you know that you are mighty in God, pulling down the strongholds, casting down every argument, every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Don't you know that the world system is literally trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God? But you got power in him that you can start pulling that stuff down from out of the atmosphere? Come on, somebody. You got that. And it says, bring it into the captivity of the obedience of Christ. So guess what? Literally what the enemy is trying to plot up against you, it has to bow down to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has to bow down. So he says here, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle. Stop wrestling. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the powers. Listen, this Black Lives Matter stuff, all this stuff is principalities. All this stuff is the power of the wickedness. This is part of the devices of the enemy. And so you got to realize this is a device of the enemy. So instead of you trying to go out and shoot a police or kill a police, or you doing all these crazy riots and burning down, watch this, burning down all of these things. I was looking at a press conference. That's the word I'm using. Trying to find. I'm looking at the press conference that they did in Atlanta. And one of the things that the lady had said that spoke, she said, it's a shame how you all are going out, watch this, going out burning down the Wendy's that is in this area. And this was pretty much almost the only eating place that was in this area. So not only you burnt down a local black-owned business, and then you called lives for people that work there, don't have a job no more because of what you're doing. Stop reacting to everything. The best reaction that you can give something is in prayer. I'm not saying that you shouldn't march, but if you're going to do it peacefully. Come on, somebody. So now you in an area where people go and eat, where people actually work at, they can't go there and eat no more, they can't go there and work no more because of that woman's foolishness. Yeah, I call her foolish. We have to use wisdom in the midst of a storm. We have to use wisdom in the midst of us going through certain things in life, because guess what? Your decision can alter your whole life. And not just alter your whole life, but alter other people's lives as well. So finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers, against rulers of darkness and of this age, against spiritual hosts. Spiritual hosts. There's a host of wickedness in high places. Yep. There are demonic spirits that is attaching itself to people of authority, to people that's in authority. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? So we, as the saints of God, we have to begin to pray and seek the face of God and start calling those things out. Start calling them out. We speak peace upon the officers. We speak peace to those that have authority. We speak peace to our governmental official. We speak peace to our local officials. Because the Bible says that he has the heart of the king in his hand. Anybody that's in authority is like kingship. But are you really asking the Lord to turn their hearts around? No, you're not praying. Most people are not praying. They're going after what they feel. But your emotions is causing you and causing damage to you and to others. So take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one. Listen, he has all kinds of the devices. And he said that if you do this, you will be able to quench all the fiery darts. Then it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, capital S, the sword of the Spirit. Speaking of the Spirit, the capital, we got to start operating more in the capital S and less in the small S, which is the enemy, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That was Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. The weapons that we have to wage war against the devil come from God. They are only ours by virtue of our relationship with God. So now listen to this. Now I see why that a lot of people are reacting the way they're reacting is because they don't have a relationship with God. So now we see this stuff. We got to start speaking that these people come into the full knowledge of Jesus Christ. These people have to come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so they will be able to use the armor of God for a defense mechanism, if that's the right word to use. But I'm telling you, there's a miracle with your name on it. There's a difference between a blessing and a miracle. A miracle is a dying situation. Somebody got something on the table right now that you need God, only him. Only God can do what you need him to work on. I'm going to say that again. There's a miracle with your name on. There's a dying situation. There's some things that you need God to do, and it's only him. Listen, it's only him. It's only him. But can you trust God in the midst of your situation? Or are you going to continue to murmur, complain, stay in the same place that you're in? Those of you that's watching and you need prayer, go ahead and put in the comment section, pray for me, or you can put in your prayer request. I see you, Elder Robin, God bless you. I see you, Nisha, God bless you. Bishop Aramis, bless you, sir. Amen. I see you, my wife, Pastor Sheila's here. Lene, God bless you. Winfrey, God bless you. Everyone, amen. Thank you so much for joining. Joe, thank you so much for joining. Listen, I'm just trying to help build your faith in God and help you to realize that we are in a spiritual war. We're going through some spiritual warfare. But are you armed and ready? Are you armed and ready? Do you have on the things that you need to have on? Or are you just there and sitting in your pity party? Come on. Do you know how to apply the word of God to your situation? Do you know how to apply the word? So all you have to do in this season is apply the word. I promise you, you will not go under. I promise you, you will go over. They are not expecting you to survive. Excuse me. They're not expecting you to survive. But I'm telling you, you will. They're not expecting your ministry to thrive, but I'm telling you, it will. They're not expecting your businesses to thrive, but I'm telling you, it will. It's all about the trust factor. You know, you have to get to the place in God where you start staring your fear in its face, and you speak to that fear, and you tell that fear, I'm not going down because of you. There's life and death in the power of your tongue. Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? What are you speaking? I got a situation right now. I said, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm going to let the Lord deal with it because I don't want to be in the flesh. I want to trust God in every matter. If I fight this myself, it's going to cause more damage than what it's supposed to. Start being moved. Listen, we are human. Do I think about it? Yes. Do it hurt? Yes. Am I okay? Absolutely. Is it dear to my heart? Yes, it is. But God has the last say-so, and God is going to prove himself strong and mighty. I don't know what your situation is on tonight. I don't know what you're going through right now. But God said, take your hands out of it and let me do the work. The fact of the matter is that our hands are in it, but then we still want to pray about it. Or we saying we trust God with our, we saying it with our mouth, but our actions are not showing that. Oh, Lord. You know, I was always told that actions speak louder than words. So a lot of your actions are speaking louder than what you're speaking, louder than what you're saying. Watch what you say and watch what you do. We all are held accountable of it. And in this hour and in this season, we got to get to the place where we start going back, remembering of the things that we spoke, and start believing God and say, okay, God,
I repent of what I spoke. I repent of what I spoke. I need for you to handle this situation because if I handle it, it's not going to be good. Yo, listen. It's not going to be good. The Bible says, watch this. I know. Listen. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. He never said that you could not be angry. He just don't want you to enter into that part of sin. So you got to just do what? Let God take full control of the situation. Y'all quiet. But God is going to work this thing out. God's going to work it out. God's going to work it out. If you go through the process of using the parts of the armor for the situations that you're in, you will see God move. If you speak to that mountain, it has to obey. It has to obey. Why does it have to obey? Because anything that's not like God, it has to obey the word of God. Speak to the situation, cause the situation to change, and watch God move on your behalf. Watch him move. I'm telling you, this is a critical time in your life for you to operate in success. It's a critical time in your life that you need to operate in prosperity. It's a critical time in your life of you trusting God, and it's a critical time in your life that you need to obey God and what he tells you to do. It's critical. You know what God told you to do. You know what he's telling you to do. But again, you allow fear to set in. You allow the tentacles of fear to grip you. But I'm telling you tonight that the fear is now cut off. What you thought you lost, you get ready to gain something greater. Wow. What you thought you lost, you get ready to gain something greater. This is why he said, if you catch a thief, the thief have to restore. It have to give it back to you seven times. So guess what? Whatever he took, he have to give it back. It's in the word. It's the word of the Lord. Stand on his word. Stand on the promises of God. The promises of God are yea and amen. Listen, I'm telling somebody, listen to me. Listen to me, leaders. Listen to me. I want to give you something. I just want to tell you something real quick. The dogs are coming. The dogs are coming. They're coming back to the house of God. They're not going to look like the ones that you got now. They're not going to look like the sheep that you have now. But God's going to do a transformation. God's going to do the transformation. All you have to do is present Jesus Christ. All you